and through stillness, you're able to connect beyond the physical into the realms of your mind, emotion, and even your spirit. So check in with a few key points. The back of your head, shoulder blades, sacrum, hips and pelvis. Your legs all the way down to your heels. And arms and hands. Observe for any areas of tension in your physical body. And let those muscles know that for this practice, it's okay to release. Now bring your full awareness to the sound of your breath. And without making any changes, observe where you feel your breath in your body. Notice its length. Its flow. Does it seem to move freely? Or does it feel interrupted or stuck? And what is the quality of each inhale and each exhale? Are they even in length? Or is one way longer or shorter than the other? And as you breathe, again, check in for physical tension in key areas, your jaw, shoulders, lower back, hips and inner thighs. and anytime you need it. Remind those parts of your body to soften. And for a moment, extend your awareness to the furthest sound that you hear. Observe how that sound magnifies with your attention. Notice how it affects your inner state. And then let it be. That external sound has no power over your ability to create inner calm. And now bring your awareness to a closer sound. Observe it and possibly name it. And then let it be. And now shift your awareness to the magnified sound of your own breath. This soothing, oceanic sound within you. Your breath, your most powerful tool for internal transformation. With you throughout every moment. Now start to play with your breath. And see if you can lengthen each inhale. See if you can glue the awareness of your mind's eye within the entire path of your breath. And see how it feels to lengthen your exhale. Longer than your inhale. And how does it feel to open up internal space with each inhale. And to symbolically release with each exhale. And as you breathe, extend your awareness into your thoughts. And for a few breaths, hear clearly the chatter within your mind. What is the nature of your thoughts in this moment? Where does your mind try to take you? When you think these thoughts, where do you feel them in your physical body? And are these thoughts that motivate and inspire you? Or do they weigh heavily? On your inner being? And again, this is a practice where there is no judgment. The practice of self-study, self-inquiry. So that you can know what you're working with internally. And choose to release and align with your highest purpose for your well-being . Now extend your awareness beyond your thoughts and into your emotional experience. Ask yourself, how do I feel in this moment? And listen. Be real with yourself. There is no need to hide any part of yourself. From your highest self, now, based off of what you've observed so far, it's time to set your sankalpa, or intention. So over the next 5 to 7 breaths, send the gaze of your mind's eye deep within your heart. And allow an intention to arise from within it. And you'll create a phrase starting with I am or I choose. And keep it simple and in the present tense. This phrase that will guide you throughout your practice, throughout this phase of your life. This phrase that affirms to you something that you already are deep within your core. So that all the layers that hide it dissolve with ease. And once you have your intention, and translate it to your mother tongue, if it's other than English. And repeat it boldly 3 times within your mind. And from this point forward, every breath, thought, emotion, physical sensation that you observe are no longer a coincidence. They're brought to your attention to align you with your highest intention. The practice of Yoga Nidra starts now. As you follow your breath, we'll start the body scan portion of this practice. I'll name a part of your body. I'm observe the sensations. And imagine your breath extends your intention to that part of your body. Every single cell of your being is your highest intention. Bring your awareness to the soles of your feet. All toes. The tops of your feet. Ankles, shins, knees, thighs, pubic bone, pelvic bones, hips, abdomen, rib cage, chest, shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, hands, all fingers. Armpits, collarbones, throat, jaw, cheeks, nose, eyelids, eyeballs, eyebrows, temples, ears, forehead, crown of your head, back of your head, back of your neck, shoulder blades, mid-back, lower back, buttocks, backs of your thighs, backs of your knees, calves, heels, soles of your feet. From the soles of your feet into the palms of your hands. To the crown of your head, imagine a vibrant ring of energy around you. Within your mind, say, my whole body is completely relaxed. My whole body is completely relaxed. Return your full awareness to the sound and the path of your breath. Where does your breath guide you throughout your body and your mind? And what happens if you choose to trust that it knows exactly where to go? Allow your breath to nourish every part of your body that it touches. And now I'll quickly say a series of random words. And as I say them, you see a flash of the image within your mind. One, apple, airplane, doorway, mountain, river, shoe, horse, lizard, rainbow, letter, mailbox, Z, refrigerator, car, house, sand, leaf, ocean, tree, child, giraffe, river, I'll say a series of numbers in order. See the number within your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. Colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Numbers and colors together: red, 11. Yellow, 3. Blue, 7. White, 2. Black, 0. Orange, 7. And now return your full awareness to the sound and the path of your breath. And now within your mind, see three doors. Three doors lined up, left, middle, right. The door on the left symbolizes situations, experiences that have already happened. the middle door symbolizes your present life experience. And the door on the right symbolizes open space and opportunity for what you are creating and the seeds you are planting now. If there's anything that has already happened, the door on the left, that still seems to hold you back, open that door and with courage within your mind, say your intention into that space. Anything that arises from within that space is met with the power of your highest intention. Anything that has already happened no longer has the power to control you. As you choose in this very moment to transform and heal your perception of those experiences, with your highest intention that arose from deep within your heart, send the vibrant power of your love into that space. And then in the middle of that space, see one object that remains. As a gift to you for all the wisdom you acquired through those experiences. What is this object? What meaning does it hold for you? It is yours as a gift to you. So in love and in gratitude for those experiences, receive that gift. Walk into that space with courage to receive that gift. And when you're ready, bring that gift with you as you walk out that door. And close it. And now stand in front of the middle door, the one that symbolizes your present, your present moment. And with this gift, with the power of this wisdom that the gift symbolizes, open this middle door and see clearly your present life. Your life as it is, with everything that you feel works, and with the things you feel could benefit from transformation. How can this gift you brought with you benefit and enhance your present life? Your relationships. Starting with yourself, in your thoughts, in your heart. And extending to those who you love, who you know. Extending beyond to those you haven't met yet, to those you will never meet, as you stand in this space of your present life, how can this gift that you walked in with benefit the peace of your inner space and the peace that you wish for all of humanity? what you think, what you feel, what you envision within this room of your present life. Are the seeds that will determine what you see in the next room. This is your chance to reconnect to your highest self as the master artist of your life. And extend this gift that you walked in with from the first room. To someone or some place. And give it to them. Place it down somewhere. Now stand on your own, empty-handed, and in love and gratitude, honor all that is in your present life. All that you've received, all that you've given away. Notice the sensations in your body. Your posture. Your thoughts and emotions. And in this moment, choose to trust that the cycle of giving and receiving is never ending. That you will always receive what you need for your highest purpose. And that by giving, you are assisting someone on their path. So with this sense of love, gratitude, and trust, when you're ready, walk out of this space with your highest intention in mind and heart, and close this door and stand in front of the door on the right. This door that represents infinite possibility and creation. Walk into this door. And allow yourself to dream. Dream big as you create. The life, the world. That aligns with the highest intention from within your heart and serves the highest good of all of humanity. And as you stand in this space, see colors, see nature, and see all that you are. As you return your full awareness to the sound and the path of your breath as you create. The gift of love is within you. It's never left you. It is always there within you. And as you extend your dream, the vibrance of colors and life that you're creating, imagine this room extends into the middle room, extends into the far room on the left. All becoming one vibrant room. All that you are, all that has ever been. Integrated in love and gratitude. This is the power of your highest intentions. And this is the power of the love within you. And now recall the phrase of the intention you set yourself. And again, repeat it boldly 3 times within your mind. Let it settle within your physical body. Let it settle every thought streaming through your mind. And every emotion. That has ever passed through your heart. Bring your awareness to the support of the earth beneath you. Your full awareness back within your physical body and the support of the earth beneath you. Practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Return your full awareness to the sound and the path of your breath. And slowly start to reawaken your body. It's normal to feel a little stiff, so give yourself time to slowly move and stretch, lengthen. Reactivate your muscles. Maybe rock your head from side to side. And massage the back of your skull to awaken the sensations along your spine. When you're ready, turn to one side to a fetal position. Round your spine and bow your head down to your heart. Let your heart guide you as you tune in to the symbolism of innocence and new beginning of this posture. Your new way of thinking, feeling, being. It starts now. And that chance is available to you with every breath. And when you're ready, press yourself up to a seat and face the window. And take a moment to root yourself down through your sit bones. And with an inhale, gently lengthen along your spine. And as you exhale, soften your shoulders, neck, and jaw. Lift up through your pelvic floor. Gently draw in through your belly button. Support your posture from there. And with another inhale, lengthen. And exhale, soften. And draw your hands to your heart center. In honor of your intention, your breath, and your heart, we'll close with 3 ohms. Take a full breath in. Down to your heart. Let it guide you. Namaste. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you all for staying. If you have any questions or anything that came up, you know, this practice of stillness faces us with what's inside, and sometimes that's an easy process, and at other points of life it's not so easy. So you have support, reach out, I'm here, and yes. Be you with courage and love. Namaste, everybody. Namaste.